True or fair, Ellie can take
Oh,
shots
that's the
from.
question. That's the rub. I don't know. Some are not sugar free.
Yeah, I get it. I have a cola at home with sugar free.
It is, yeah. Probably says on the bag, but not at all.
There you go.
Oh, thanks, everybody. Thank you, thank you.
How you doing, Ari?
Baruch Hashem, very good.
Is this sugar free or no?
I don't think so. What do we have upstairs?
Yes, no, yeah, I'll take this.
This is sugar.
Oh, look who's here. That's Rashon. I can't take this. How are you? I miss you.
Thank you.
What's doing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Florida is too cold.
In Florida?
Next Sunday.
Yeah.
It's too cold here.
No, so what's the COVID results?
Getting a little bit better.
Yeah,
some fewer. Still seeing, sure, but fewer. Yeah. Hopefully, over the next few weeks, we'll see a real overall 100. Did anybody have it ready? Yeah. Sounds great.
In the end, I think someone said to me, it's all about herd immunity. Well, hi, how are you? What do you think?
Is it? Oh, I'm just using the rest.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We'll wait for you.
Thank you. Much obliged.
Adon HaRav.
Hey, how are you?
Okay.
Oh, I like your background. Where is that?
I think that's Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Scotland.
Scotland, yeah. Okay. Hi, Adam. How are you?
Thank God. How are you?
It's nice to see you.
Same here.
Wait a minute. Oh, that's the label. Oh, okay. How are you? Nice to see you. Okay, we have been working on the Indian of Basis Ladover Asr, and we discussed that if you put Muktza Bekamana on the table, then the table is also now Muktza. So, but if it's a Dover Asr and a Dover Heter, then we say it doesn't make it, and then we just have to discuss. Does the Dover have to be more important? Does it have to be at least equal important? Or even a possibility that it's just the Dover Chashuv and it's all right, even if it's less important? Those were the three things that we discussed last week. So let's look at the Shulchan Aruch now. It says, L'taltel ner al deshen nosnin olav lechem b'shabes. So the ner, like someone said to me, is it's not ner in Talmudic Hebrew. That doesn't mean a candle. That's modern Hebrew. Modern Hebrew, right?
Correct.
The ner is the receptacle where the oil is put. Or like someone else said to me, like it can be like a candelabra or something like that. Is the ner. When we say in modern Hebrew, you know, the wax candle, call that ner, that's not really in the Hebrew of the Shas and the Shulchan Aruch. So the question is like this: what if you put some bread on, say, you have a menorah, what we could call a menorah, and you have lighting parts of the menorah? So then when it off, then you're not going to move the menorah. Because the menorah at the beginning of Shabbos, with the buses of Davrasser, there was the flame there, and then the menorah is the buses. So then you can move the menorah, right? And even when the flame goes off, you can't use the menorah. So what if you put some bread on the menorah, and then it'll be a buses of Davrasser and Davrheter? And then it should be mutter to move the menorah. Well, the muktzah, the menorah is muktzah because it's a basis to the flame. In other words, you have the menorah, you have the receptacles, you have the oil in the receptacles, and you have the wicks and the fire. So the menorah itself is muktzah because it's a basis to the flame. Mm-hmm. But what if it's a basis also to something that's permissible? If it's a basis for something, then it should be a basis ledover osur and ledover heter. And then we usually say if it's a basis ledover osur and ledover heter, then it doesn't have an issur basis. And then you should be able to move the menorah. So what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? The taltel there, al yedei shenoseh alav lechem b'shabbos osur. So if you put the lechem on in the middle of Shabbos, so the Magen Avraham says that's too late because it was the beginning of Bein Hashmashos, so that's not going to work. But what if you put it on at the beginning of Shabbos? Nosan alav halacha mibod yom. So it says, Yesh mi shemate al tatal b'Shabbos al yedei lechem zeh ve'ein lismoch alav. Ooh. He says, there's a shita that it should be okay, but you shouldn't rely on that shita. Okay? So how do you understand that? Why should you rely on the shita? Isn't that that the general shita that if it's a davar, a bus is a davar heter and a davar iser, so then it should be mutter. Why a lismachalav? I mean, we've spoken about this in the past. That everyone agrees that there's a halacha of buses ledover osur ledover heter. And this is, you put it on the beginning, right before Shabbos, so it's going to be on at the beginning of Shabbos. So then, what's the problem?
Maybe you want to say over here it's worse because by the other cases of a buses, let's say you have your money and then you have something that is a tzarech for Shabbos. So you could be titled that the thing that is a tzarech Shabbos is more chashiv now. Here, both these things are tzarech Shabbos. So maybe you can't be titled that the thing that you need for Shabbos is more chashiv.
See what Rabbi Feldman is saying? That maybe if you have one thing that's Tzarech Shabbos and one thing not the Tzarech Shabbos, then the Tzarech Shabbos is considered more chashuv. But here he's saying they're both the Tzarech Shabbos, both the bread and the fire. So if they're both the Tzarech Shabbos, maybe it should be okay. But according to what we said last week's shiur, so but according to most shitas, it should be okay because if some shitas held shnei, they're both equal, that's okay. And the shita that holds that if you need it for Shabbos, the shita that's broken, or the shita that says that as long as it's chashuv, even if it's less than the other thing, as long as it has a chashivas, that was the debatzinin like that, that pshash from the Razarua. That as long as there's a chashivas, even to the lesser thing, it's okay. So you want to say that they're both chashiv, so when they're both chashiv, that should be okay. So maybe it has to be yosher chashiv. So therefore, it's not going to be yosher chashiv. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. So let's look at the Magen Avraham. Hey. So Magen Avraham says, Alidei Lechem Zed, Havahaneir Buses, and over also the Hetzer, the Mosh Customs, Sof Simon Shin Yud. Okay, and a few, the Shashu Dolek, Yahayamutal Talklo. Really, if you have this candelabra and you have bread on the candelabra, you should even be able to move it while the fire is lit. Because again, the mukts is the fire. The candelabra is the bosses. But it's the boss of the dover osser or the dover heter.
Your action is causing the fire to move.
So what's wrong with moving fire?
I'm just saying,
right, so maybe there's nothing wrong with moving fire if you're just moving the candelabra, and then as a result, the fire gets moved also.
So this is not talking about moving the tray, then. Okay, bread's being put on the candelabra itself, not on the tray.
Right. In other words, the way this prat is, they didn't have trays in those days.
But
we'll see. I don't think. Well, maybe. But this doesn't seem to be talking about a tray.
So you're putting the bread on the candelabra.
Yeah.
But this is only something from the mukta. We learned 7 years ago that we cannot move the lamp because we're doing the fire would get extinguished. So it's not being mukta.
Yeah, that's a different issue. Right. But you have to look at where it says. We call Mokam Ari, he says, Sarich the Mogad of Ram. Hey, we call Mokam Sarich Shea Lechem Choshev Yosef Mehashem. That you need that the Lechem should be more Choshev than the Shemit. Okay, that's understandable. Oh, Jafil Hayanosim Badover Choshev Adain in Hetzer Zaborah. Fisha Shemit Shebenea Choshev Lola Olam Yosim Adover Shanosim Bo. Fisha Hutzorich Lo Atom, Bo Chudolek. He says the car of the Shemit is more Choshev because you need the Shemit now. So the Shemit is more Choshev. So even. So he says that you need the. I feel like you're not saying about Dover Choshev, a dying head is a problem for you. Hashem, Hashem, and Echoshev, Lol, Omi, Osim, and Dover, Shano, Simbol, Vishu, Tzorch, Lo, Atam, Otshu, Dolek, and Kate, Afla, Chashakova, Osir, and she should be saying, you hister. So he has another possibility that maybe it's, in other words, there are some Rishonim that say that if you make a Tanai, that this should become Mukta. You make it tonight, but you know that you're not Mesir Das from it. So then it's Mutter. So he says that maybe when you put the bread there, it's Kiel, you made it tonight. But you're going to need it. Then the first one line says, "Tzarchin, the Hashem Atzma in the Oser El Mishum the Havi Bosses Lashal Heves." In other words, but the Shemin is really not the Muktza; it's the flame is the Muktza, and that's going to everything else will be a Bosses of the flame. Tzarchlo Medachikom the Hashem Shal Heves Uchashiv. No, maybe the Peshat is. The Shalheves is the Chashev thing because you need it for Shabbos. The Shalheves is the Iker. So.
What's that time with me?
What? Who's talk? Who's that? Yeah, the Shalheves who calls Elosh and Rashi, that Mem Zayin. Okay. Look to Moder of Shimon. That Kli Tofel HaShalheves. So, then he says, I am Shabbatoysis, Klomer, Tiaduda Menorah Tofel HaShalheves, Trostu Yilkach, Flosu Lelechem. In other words, he's saying the candelabra, the menorah, is made for the oil, so it's going to be subordinate to the oil. But if you put a challah roll on the menorah, so it's meaningless because the menorah has nothing to do with the challah roll. So it's not like it's servicing the challah roll. Whereas it's servicing the fire. That's what it's servicing. And therefore, it's considered a basis. But if you want it to be also basis lechem, it has to be something like if I put bread on the table. So the table is servicing this cup and this salsa bottle and this thing, servicing a lot of different things. But when you have a candelabra, it's not servicing the lechem. You just put the lechem there. So therefore, you can't say, well, it's a basis l'dover osur l'dover heter, because it's not something that's made for the purpose of having bread being put on it. So you think you have a chap in Hilchos Mukzah that you just will put the bread on. The bread has no shaykhus to the menorah. So you're going to say the menorah is a basis to the bread? It's coincidental. It's not really helping anything with the bread. So that's what he says. That
sorry, why is lechem a honey for a mace? Doesn't it mercy lechem pass on a mace?
Yeah, we say pass on a mace. So simple shot is that's a special did by a mace. We're gonna have a pack of that.
But the mace also is an asur for lechem.
Right. But then the simple shot is that could be a special din by a cover a mace. Could be a special thing by covering the mace. So again, so maybe when you put a lechem on, it's ki'ilu hisna. And maybe, but why is it good? Because the shalheves is chashiv. So that's what he's saying, kutosis. So maybe that's the pshat. The title there, allegation, no sin will love lechem b'shav is also. If you know some of lechem b'bol yom, yish b'shamato talta b'shav is the lechem ain't lismach alav. So why ain't lismach alav? So the simple reading is maybe what we just said. Because even if there's challah on the menorah, but it's not made for that. So you don't say that therefore it becomes subordinate to the bread.
You
when you do the menorah tefillah shel heves, it should have losher lechem. Chach lo mahani halach. Who's saying something? So that's a good slur. And the idea, it's not just a gzeirus hakasuv of the buses dar heter. It's because it really is mishamish. So whichever it's mishamish more, that gives it its status. So it's mishamish the shalheves more than the lechem. That's then it's going to be a problem. Now the Rivash, page 3, it goes over to page 4 or 5. So take a look. Masha metaltel it on the right side of page 4. Masha metaltel it on there, shalom al yidei tnai, al yidei ma'at lechem. Nozim halechem b'neir, b'shabbos tovin him. Well, you can't put it on Shabbos. Shikvar hella ravashi perkanot alo omru kikar artino gelo lameis bovat. See, that's a special heter even on Shabbos, but that's only for a mace. Of all Milton Halachim, the Erev Shabbos. Was Mutul Tatal Alacha Shekovel. So if you do an Erev Shabbos, it's okay. If you ain't told on your house, if you. And then he writes what we said before on the old last paragraph, left side. For O Shafilu Hayan Nosim Ba Dover Hoshuv, Adayan ain't het as a borrowed Visha Shem Shabane Hoshu Lo, the Olam Yosim and Hadover Hamutosh and the Tamil Vishu Torah Loata, the Mitzvasa, the Ochu Dolik. But you want the Shemin to be there. Because you are in the midst of their Shabbos. You can't have lacha shakova usher, and therefore, even if it goes out, you still can't use it. So maybe that's the idea that it's when you. In other words, so one possibility is the shemen is more chashuv because you need it now for the mitzvah hadlakas ne'er Shabbos, so you need the oil to be there. So that's called a greater chashivas. But one possibility is that the Ramban sheet is you can make it tonight. I work it tonight that I should be able to use the mukzah. does not about tonight oil. I will be saying that they were really born, but I will listen to it. But Shasakati Mutsar Boro. So in the end, he's willing to be Makel. Since he needs this thing now, it gives him a Hashivas. So that was one idea of things that you need now versus not need now. So let's see. One second. So that's the Rivash. That the whatever you need now is considered more chashuv. Okay, let's take a look now in the Maaser Rav of the Vilna Gaon, page 6. The Maaser Rav is a Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon, but his different sheetahs about things, different than others. Look what he says. Ein lahamid haneris al shulchan. He says it's not a good idea to put the candelabras on the table. V'lo mahani mashiyitein alechem mikodem. So here we're talking about what? Putting the bread on the table together with the candelabras. To take away the problem of the table being a buses because of the fire of the shalheves. So what does he mean over here? Why is it here you want to move the table, right? So he says you shouldn't put nairs on the table, and it's not going to help if the bread was there first. So how do we understand that? So as he said, you should never put the candles on the table. It'll make the table a bosses ledover asim. So let's see what it says in the footnote here. Maybe call to be your lo mahani mashiten. So the Vilna Gaon says this huge churuch, chiddush. That if you have the candelabra here, you would be chal here to be able to move the thing, no good. I ain't Sim and Reisha and Zayin, but Mogad Avram. Because of the Munach al Shulchan Kikros, Ushvar Devarim, Pshitin, Hem Chashuv, Yosem, and Aner Vishar. So he quotes from the Magen Avraham that if there's some bread that's sholem, some chashivs, something, then that's. So he says, "Imuruch al shulchan kikros shar zvarim pshit tehem chashuvim yosim me'aneh v'shar." So what's the upshot in the Vilna Gaon? He says, "Ein lahamid neiros al shulchan lo mahani meshitein alechem mikodem." So what's the problem? Why isn't it a straight off Moses ledover Yisrael ledover Heter? Yeah, what do you say?
Is designed to support bread as well.
Right.
So the argument that the candelabra is not designed to support bread.
Right.
sounds like you're saying that it's not because the candelabra is so chashuv, it's just because the bread is not chashuv enough. But if there'd be something that would be more chashuv than the candelabra, that could end it with the cataract.
So you're saying the bread is not chashuv enough?
There could be something else.
What do you mean the bread is not chashuv enough?
Let's see, you have a leather safer or something hypothetically that's more than. Because then it's different than, because you're not dealing with the scenario before where you had the bread and the candelabra versus the wick, that it was designed, that it was made for the candelabra. Here, right. The table is the buses in the scenario.
Right.
It's a different fact pattern. So you could have a scenario that something could be more chashuv. You're just saying the bread, legabe, the candelabra is not chashuv. But if you have something else, it could be, because it's a different right. setup of what the buses is in this case. Is the shulchan versus the candelabra supported?
So when the Vilna Gaon says "Ein lahamid haneres al shulchan," in other words, people normally put the candelabras, the leichter on the table. He says you shouldn't do that, and it's not going to help the bread. So how do we understand that? So Rav Harford, this is his sefer, has a discussion of what could be shot in the Vilna Gaon. It doesn't work. If we can find it. Page 20, yeah. I mean, the Meiser Rav is from meeting with Vilna Gaon, saying over the Hanhagas of Vilna Gaon. Maybe the shame had grown. She ain't lamed neiris ala shulchan. Lo mahani may she tain alechem ikonim. Perish. Teir shul lo mahani may she tain alechem kem lechem. That was to make a bosses. Okay, b'chal lo yonichen ala shulchan shulchan ala shulchan bosses la iser. Matam shem yovel l'talt al ha shulchan. Who buses Linares? So what's wrong with the bread? So he says, we could need him. One second. We could need him. Away because of the virus. Really, the whole of the bin should never have yet. You can't show Yosef Israel. Okay. Man Muppets with Dover Shish and Oshim Shalacha made of Hoshim and Swami Yosemi and there. Well, she also taught on Shulchan. Whereas you can have different opinions of what's more Hoshim. So basically, he's first saying over the story like of the Rivash that. The menorah is not for the bread. It happens to be he'll carry it, but it's not really for the bread. Then it's a question if it's lighter than the challah rolls, some people might want different things.
Yeah. Back then, probably in the room where people eat the Shabbos meal, there was one thing that was under. And there was several loaves of bread. So, the candelabra is essential to basically being able to use the spoon. But if you don't use this piece of bread or loaf of bread, you can use some other.
Right.
So it's about what's, maybe it's about what's more necessary than this.
Right.
What's indispensable? But this loaf of bread, if you don't touch it, then nothing will happen. You have to punch a lot of
it. Right.
But if you touch and take away the candelabra, this is it. That's what's lighting for you.
You're saying the light is more chashuv than the bread for right
in
now.
In the sense that it's more indispensable.
More indispensable. Right. Yeah. And then take a look here on page 20 in the top left. The Sefer Maaser Rav, Sholem, Chasam Shadas HaGrosh Kshitas HaRivosh. The Rain of Oil, Shalom Boro, Shemahani Nisi, Lecha Mokul, from Noro, Shavi, Bosis, is of Hedder Ho, Aya, No Simba, Phil Haya, No Simba, Dover Hetter, Pass Hoshul, Visha Shemish, and Venere Hoshul, all of Yosemi, Hadovish, and Nosimo, Visha Tsarik Lorata, with Fossil. Shemish, Sri Lins Fossil, Chef of Gam Klapi Hashulchan, Janeris. So he says, that Shemin is the most chashuv thing to him. So you're never going to win out with the bread. He says, Sefer Maaser Rav HaSholem, Chasam Shadas HaGrua, Yishitas Rivosh, Shalom Mahani, Sias Lachem Gufam Nor, Shavim Bosses, these are Chavil Hayonos, Yishashem Shemineh Chashuv Lo Lo'om. Shemin is always more chashuv, no matter what else you're going to put on it. So then he writes, "Save a chut shani because of b'tam hagra." Sfeilas the boss is less will head to the chashivas and better to the erkal kaspi. So he wants to tie that maybe chashivas is not that you want this, you want that, maybe just the public value. He's saying it all is told in the monetary value. Then he says the next paragraph, Shabiosi Yishlochas Lashitas Agra, Fimashim Kosov Kazanishtim, is Menena Chendech Lishtamishim Hamanora, the Shah Shimushim. In other words, since people don't use it for anything else but the menorah, so you don't have to worry about the heter that has to be more expensive. Then he says, "Ani chashavti od tamashit tzegra ba'ofen sheyadeh v'hechlet sheyistarv l'talta l'shul chum Shabbos." Because he says normally when you do tilt from an atzad indirect, so you have to menayer if it's possible. And the menorah Shabbos as efshel menayer. What are you going to do? Throw out the menorah Shabbos on the table? So you're not going to be able to. Okay, yesh lo hadif shelo lava l'dei kach hadif shelo yachzis the shulchan. Okay. So he says the best thing is that since anyway you're going to have to do a near before you do a carbon aida, the menorah Shabbos, the efshar l'nayer, he says it's better not to keep the Shabbos candles on the shulchan. Okay, let's take a look. Take a look for a second on page 22. So he says, "We'll feed the very mishnah ayin in mahanim simus kala al safshol shemunuch lo menorah yikara." Say you have a menorah; it's on the bench, and then you put a challah roll next to the menorah. So what's the story? So that's the story here. So we're getting back to the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says you shouldn't do it. You should not put the leichter on the table. Because then you're not going to be able to move the table. So never put the leichter on the table according to the Vilna Gaon. Even if you have challah rolls on the table. So the first thing he says is maybe the Gemara is like the Rivash. Because Rivash says that if you put something that really doesn't belong, it's not meaningful. You have to know the person, not through one time. So that's what the Vilna Gaon is saying. Don't put anything on the Hanukkah menorah. Because he says, "Behind the scenes, lechem al guf haMenorah." If Hashem shemenei chashav l'olam, you'll say, "Yeah, Adam shenos alav yishu tzurich lo'ata." But as you say, Shalom Baruch, Mahani Nisiyas Lachem Gufanar, Shavi Bastis, Yohai Nusim Adar Heter, Chashul Fish Hashem, Shabinei Chashul Lo Lo'om, Yosim Adar Shinosim Bal, Fishu Tzarech Lo Atta. So that's the Chashivas of the Shemin. And then Rav Nissen Karelitz, the Chut Shani, says, no, he thinks that the Yisrav Heter thing is monetary, specifically monetary. So he says, if you have a gold watch and you put it on the table, then you maybe can move the thing that was moved from before. Okay. Okay, so let's see what else do we have here. Yep. In Nishma Shabbos, page 15. That's the same question that they have about a person, Imahani, wants to put her jewelry on the candelabra. So this way it should be a buses ladover. So could you do that? Maybe we were talking about challah rolls. He said, what about jewelry? He says, how Aram Kubelis the Lomahani, says Rav Harford, that it doesn't work. So why is that? So he quotes the Rivash. He says, some people say you can put challah. Because he says the shaman is the most important, so you're never going to beat out the shaman. So he says that's the idea. Maybe lechem just means like a little bit of bread. But if you put something substantial, that would be good. So that's what the question is over here. Aramaku belos lo mahani. That the accepted practice is not to put special gold or something like that. Okay, so that's that the shaman is always considered the most important thing because he needs it right now. I'm saying.
Is there a distinction between the candelabra and the table? Right. So I understand that it would make a difference if you put the fancy jewelry on the candelabra because the net is still not kosher. But what about on the table? That's the buses.
Yeah. So what should be with the table? What do you think?
In the case of the candelabra, clearly the net is more kosher than anything else because the candelabra is designed to support the net.
Right.
But is there a distinction when it's just the table? The table is not made to support that candelabra. The table, like you said, could be made for anything. So if you put jewelry on the table and it's jewelry versus the candelabra, is that a distinction? Or is it based on the case of the candelabra that we didn't put?
Well, what's more expensive, the candelabra or the jewelry?
So it's a $10,000 watch.
Right.
Well, Rabbi, look what he writes on page 21, on the right side on the top.
Yeah.
He seems he writes the minig is even to do that the lechem that works. It starts with meal of maise, ain't lana elestim is called a pois minig.
The maise is called a pois minig, all of the door, the mahani seem is lechem of shofen. We make it, the maise says. Minig all to be making. You can use the lechem heter, but is it better to avoid that lechem heter? What's the reason why you should avoid it? It's a preferred in the Shulchan Aruch. So he says, Elamashish Lodun Mahu, if you're there, Mayor Shabbos should start with Taltal Shulchan Bashabbos. He knows on Friday he's going to have to move the table. In Marina Lay, do we tell them, Shadiv Yosef Shalo Yosef Maneris Allah Shulchan? So maybe don't put the Neris on the Shulchan. Traditionally, Tzachal Gil and Rashab Shalay Matsashal Tilton Matsah, because He's saying that, I don't know, that many shuls, they don't even keep the same Torah in the ark. They keep it someplace else. So really, tiltum ratzach me tiltul el shemutah b'shavu d'tzorach tov amutah. Right? The tzorach tov yosi tzorach yisi shabri nogim tzorachik m'dov also on study. But he says, Sadie Seven is not planning to move the table. So then, you don't say, oh, you have to do this, you have to do that. You're not planning to move the table, so just don't move the table. Don't worry about the Hatayrim out there. The last paragraph, page 21, on the right side. Dasha Misha Eim B'daito Talto. In other words, he says, if a person doesn't need to move the table, so just leave it. So there's no Indian to try to make the shulchan into something that you can move, but you don't need to move it. So, fish, mashik, savnum, butul leros, be muksum, mail, shabutul lechol, al shok, al feeling, when there is a shaman, don't get allowed. Because if you don't plan to move it, so then fine. There's no mitzvah to make sure that it's not going to become a bus. If you plan to use it, then okay. But if you're not planning to use it, so be it. So that would be a general statement here. And that's he has here on page 22. He says, "V'acharonis manenu." It's all talking about Masha Alechem Chashiv Yosef Mehaminora. He says, from the Sefer Menorah Tahora, Gilgami Shulchan Afar Rivash Bodin Mahani Lechem, Defshah Menorah Yedolik, Mitzvah Yamunach Ham Shulchan. Right, so because we're talking about the table, then the Rivash is going to be murdered, then it's okay. It says, when you're talking about the menorah, the candelabra, then. And, there's a question whether how that would work. And that's where Harford is quoted from the Debitzin Rav. Should bear Moshe. Mechashe ikra suda hei machalos. Menorah atzma in a mele b'shuel ha-suda she ikra chalos. Okay, ha menorah tefela ha-chayos if ha-chalos ha-filu the mayhem door or alpha dollar. The ikisud is the chala. So he says, Meach ikisud, have a chalos, we have a menorah asma in a bell of shrill, a suit, a shikra, a chalos, okay, a menorah, it's fail, a chalos of healing, it's mayhem door or alpha dollar. So he wants to say a different idea that it could be. That the chal is more chashiv. Right, so that's but the question that you asked about the mace, about putting a kikar on, so that's going to be a separate sugya. of putting a kicker on the mace and being able to move the mace on Shabbos. Right, so that's the striking thing that the Shulchan Aruch says. He's open to the idea that feel how you know about the Aruch Hashem. Nine head is above each Hashem. Shemir Hashem the Olam Yosim and Adama Muta.
Okay. According to the Be'er Moshe, is he giving a different shot in Shulchan Aruch that when it said that the chalas that didn't work, he's not talking about the chalas that you can eat at the Suda, because otherwise the Be'er Moshe is against the Mechamber. The Mechamber says it doesn't work, but over here the Be'er Moshe is saying it does work in Faket, the chalas are more chashuv, because right. It's still the Suda.
Right, chalas are more chashuv.
So it's the Faket to the Shulchan Aruch.
Why? What does the Shulchan Aruch say?
Shulchan Aruch said that the chalas don't work because the neiris is definitely more chashuv. Of the says no, because it's the ikar of the suda.
Yeah, the ikar of the suda is the chalas, so therefore what?
Yeah, but the mechaber had the same suda Shabbos, so why does that svara work, lefi the mechaber?
Right, you think it should work. Lefi the mechaber, it says what?
Now he's saying that it works because the Iker Suda is the Chal. The main part is the Chal. Okay. The Mechaber had the same Suda Shabbos. He had the same Chalas, and he says it doesn't work. So what does that help?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, unless you say that it's a separate thing, that it's not made for Chal. So,
right, but then the Mechaber then saying the same thing, that if I have the Challah making the Hamotzi on it, it works then.
Right.
It's Kiddush within the Mechaber.
Right. 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 And then you have the question of the Ramban. The Ramban says the Tanai works. Ramban says you can make a Tanai. That's what the Bogan Ram is saying. Maybe it's Kilo to Tanai here. Yeah. So even if you put more chashuv, that's the reversing. Even if the thing is more chashuv that you put in, but if something else is more talented, you know, it's going to be different. Feel how you know about Tav Chashuv, a dying ain't het as a bar of Isha Shem, Shabaneer, Chashuv Lolam. Shem is more chashuv. Because that's the eat it now. So that's the most important thing. Okay, so that's the, but it's interesting. The Vilna Gaon was very adamant that it doesn't work. The lechem. We have
there was the main thing you need that candles. Right. Candles, you have electronic lights. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Okay, good to see you all. And okay, have a good Shabbos.
Thank you. Okay,
have a good night.
Thank you, Rabbi Simon.
Very good night. Good to see you, Donnie.
Should I start again?
Yeah.
What do you see on Shabbos? No. You. Well, you just do it.